Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello, welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
All your personal trainers for today, the 1st of February. Exciting day. What are you looking at? Oh, I got this from one of Sean's friends. Oh, okay. Tyler just grabbed this flyer I got. I went out. Sean, he was on our podcast a couple days ago, or last week. And he does blues dancing. And one of his friends gave me a brochure to her blues dancing venue.
I thought it was our mail, to be honest with you. I was like, what is this? Beginner's welcome, no partner necessary. And I was like, what mail is this? And it's not our mail.
Yeah.
So moving on.
Yep, moving on. How was your weekend, T?
My weekend has been pretty eventful. I moved my sister, moved some desks for the girlfriend's family and stuff like that. Just did a lot of manual labor today.
Oh, that's
so
sounds terrible.
I'm ready to go to bed.
Me too, because I was doing all intellectual labor.
Oh,
I got used to this whole class ends on Sunday thing. Like, it's at Sunday at 9 o'clock, my time.
Okay.
So, for those of you who don't know, I'm taking an online master's program, and the school's in Pennsylvania. So, I have to get everything done by midnight, Sunday, their time.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, it's fine. I just need to, pre-plan a little bit
better. Pre-plan a little bit.
Yeah, and get the readings done earlier and all that stuff. So, that's my...
So, today was a cram day kind of a thing?
It was. I took two tests... wrote a paper and didn't read the chapters I was going to read.
Okay.
I was supposed to read. And it worked out. It was fine. I was okay with it.
Good times.
Yeah.
So you before my topic that's more fitness related.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you were going to inform me of your plans
for Costa Rica. Here's the deal.
In Costa Rica or getting up to Costa Rica? Because we leave for Costa Rica on Saturday.
Friday. Pretty much Friday night.
Friday night.
We leave here 3 in the morning to get to the airport.
Technically, it'd be Saturday.
Yeah, but whatever. Yeah. 3 in the morning on Saturday to get to the airport. We get to Costa Rica at 8 at night.
Yeah.
So, which is, I mean, whatever. That's fine. Okay, but here's my plan. So, staying with the fitness theme, I'm planning on working out, trying to work out every day.
Yes.
But I'm also planning on working out buzzed. So, I think that would be awesome. I've never done it before. I think I'm gonna make a week out of it.
I've done it.
Uh huh.
And
it's gonna be hilarious, isn't it?
It is uncomfortable in the sense that I worked out after a night of drinking in college,
mm-hmm.
So I was hungover, partly still buzzed because it was only like 2 hours of sleep I really got.
But you see, no.
So I was reeking of alcohol as I worked.
Yeah, that's not gonna be me. I'm gonna go down to the bar, get a gin and tonic, drink that, then go work out.
What's the premise behind this? You just want to do it for fun?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Okay.
It's like weird, but in a good way. Okay. Like working out drunk.
Okay. I mean, if that's
I think it's kind
the
of funny.
Of it is yeah. Just to try it, then by all means go for
I
it.
I think it's a funny experiment.
Okay.
Plus, you know, I'm ahead of the game.
Good.
Yeah. So all right, so today's topic, it's
you
a mystery.
Have no idea.
It's a mystery to me. Tyler
because
said Tyler approached me, as he said, "All right, I'm ready to podcast whenever you are." And I said, "Well, what are we talking about?" And he informed me that he's going to pose a question to me.
Okay, so this is going to be hypothetical. A lot of this is going to be hypothetical. I want you to go with me, play around.
Where did this originate from?
It's a news article that I read that I'm now making into a more fun story.
Okay, continue.
At the end of this, it originates to an actual news story that's happening now.
Right now.
So, let's say you worked at, we'll just say, Target.
Okay.
Okay. What job would you like at Target?
Owner?
Let's say you worked at the Target. So
come on, Tyler.
Let's put you in electronics.
Okay, sure.
You're in the electronics area, doing your thing.
Yeah.
At Target, you get 20% off.
Okay.
For just working there. Congratulations.
Okay.
Would you sign up for a program if they gave lighter skinned people more discount? If you for employee discount.
Here's my just first off. Lighter skin meaning?
If you, and I take it as like, if you're albino, you get 30%.
Okay.
If you're Wesley Snipes, you stay at 20.
Okay, so you don't regress. So.
No, you stay at 20.
So you would get
But
20,
if you're more white.
You would get 26, I would get 24.
Yeah.
Got it.
Would you sign up for the program?
No, I quit.
Because?
Because, it's. I mean, it's profiling. It's, that's blatantly racist.
Okay. What about if they judged it on IQ? If you took a test and you got more of a discount for the smarter you were.
Uh-huh. Would I take that?
Would you sign up for that and take that?
Here's my issue with this. Because, I mean, what would be the motivation behind them giving the incentive program?
To get you more smart. The more smarter their employees, the more discount.
There's no direct correlation with taking an score on an IQ test.
But that's how they're going to rate
it. And productivity. So I would enter into it, but with the knowledge that it's still highly inaccurate.
Okay, but like you'd be okay with that. That they decided to give, and so dumber people would have to stay at 20%.
But the smarter
people would get to 30.
Right, because, and here's the reason why. With the whole skin color thing, that's something you can't help. IQ, yeah, you can work on your IQ.
Okay. Valid, okay. Well, Whole Foods is now doing a employee health discount.
Right. You didn't know this?
No.
Okay. Sean Grimm's mom is the district marketing manager for Whole Foods. So I get a lot of the inside scoop whenever I'm there.
So, yeah.
Because she loves me. And so she's actually going on a 10-day paid vacation to go to this health spa, and it's a vegan diet, it's an all vegan thing, it's all about, flushing out everything, you get like, everything's included, it's like pretty much what we're doing in Costa Rica, but focusing on health,
okay.
As opposed to
so now,
drunken workouts.
If you're healthy,
uh-huh.
You get 30%,
great,
and if you're not healthy, you get 20.
I'm 100% on board with that.
See, I still think, I think that's forcing health on people.
Absolutely.
That's weird.
No, because here's why.
I'm uncomfortable with it being forced.
It's not being forced. You can stay at
20%. But it's a weird segregation.
No, not at all. Not at all. Because you can stay and be happy with the same discount that you've always gotten.
Yeah.
Or you can take the offer of, hey, if you don't purposefully try and kill yourself by eating shit, we're going to give you more stuff, more good stuff. We're going to give you a discount on the stuff that's going to make you more healthy.
No,
so the healthier you get, the more healthy you're able to get.
And I get that. I find it interesting. Well, A, they're doing off of BMI, your heart rate, and something else.
Heart rate, I can understand.
So that's where I draw a little bit of a line. I'd like to know where like you and I fit in on this scale.
Right.
Because unfortunately, there's a lot of people that just have great metabolism, are just healthy people. Like, they're not even healthy. Like, I have friends that literally eat an In-N-Out burger every other day, and you would look at them and think that they work out nonstop
right.
all the time.
Constantly.
So, that's a little bit interesting to me. I don't feel that they could judge. I don't think you can judge, quote-unquote, health.
Well,
because the premise behind it is that a healthier person, you're not going to have to pay for that much in the long run.
Which is very true.
You can't really judge on, like, bigger things.
Here's how. We have at Walnut Creek Sport and Fitness, and we had it at Spectrum. Two different kinds. We had at Spectrum, we had this polar health age, right? So we did your flexibility, strength, resting heart rate, VO2 max. We did family history. The computer tabulated all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then compared your ranking to just usually you're compared to your age group, it opened it up so it put say I was 80 pounds overweight, I smoked, my parents had diabetes, blah blah blah, it would pop me up at a health age of like 34 as opposed to 24. We have a similar thing at Walnut Creek Sport and Fitness, but it's like we do step tests, body fat, all that stuff, and you can kind of there's a definite correlation between body fat percentage and heart disease and stroke
and
diabetes
that.
And all of that. So you can create correlations. Like, yes, there are outliers who are the people who are just going to randomly keel over from a heart attack, no matter how many miles they've run, no matter how many vegetables they eat. Yes. But, I mean, why is it bad to encourage people to be healthier with incentive?
No, and I don't think it's bad. There's just an icky concept to it, to me, in the realm of, like, segregating people that work against with each other. In a realm where it's like, oh, since you're healthier, you get it. Just gives me a weird, icky vibe when I read it.
Well, I mean, yes.
Even being a fitness person, that I would pass and I would probably be 80. I'd probably get 28%, you know,
right.
Whatever. But it still is weird to me in a weird segregation concept.
I kind of understand what you're trying to say now. Is that because there are certain people who are just naturally predisposed to be healthier statistically, despite their habits, then why should they just get rewarded for, you know, eating that crap when, you know, Betty Sue is working her ass off and she is
still
not, and she still can't put her off, you know, take off her weight.
And it's kind of a thing where people that would need it the most, I understand that's just a discount at Whole Foods, like,
But it is what it is.
I mean, that's a good discount to get 30% off at Whole Foods. I mean, that.
I mean, you go to Whole Foods,
awesome.
Usually spend $40, $50 at least.
Yeah.
So just, I mean, you go in there twice, you know, it's all,
$30. So, but here's the thing is that, you know, let's just say Betty, who's 100 pounds overweight, you know, has all this stuff. For her to change to get closer to that discount is going to be a year process. You know, there's not a fast enough, hey, I can do this.
Right.
And there's not a fast enough turnover rate to get to the discount.
So a better program might be where you get, like, so you have the ultimate goal, right, of being, like, you know, healthy across the board. And then you have percentage change from your baseline.
Yeah.
So you take a test, and you percentage change from that baseline. You don't, maybe you get half the points that you would normally get. So you still progress.
I don't know how they rated or whatnot.
As I
was reading it, they talked about it, but that wasn't the part that really bothered me. It was just more this concept that, you know, I am all for making fat people uncomfortable and not dwelling to their, you know, like making it.
I almost ate shit. That's why I kind of laughed.
He always leaned back in his chair and he just kind of caught himself and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm okay with, you know, with making things not well for fat people. So, like, not making bigger seats in the movie theater
right.
to accommodate them. Making it so that, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I find this an interesting tactic to kind of get people on. It's that concept that if people don't want to get
healthy,
I don't see how this is going to help them.
Yeah, but okay. I guess the thing is
that was more of my thing was that it was sold as like a, this is going to make everybody at Whole Foods healthy. I don't see how that's going
to. Well, I think it's here. You have the people on one side of the fence that are already healthy. People on the other side of the fence who aren't. And you have this kind of mingling crowd in the middle. It might convince some of that mingling crowd to come over to that healthy side. It's like, hey, if I can save 10% on my food, why the hell wouldn't I, you know, drop 10 pounds and keep it off? You know? Like, the people who just have, who are almost there. And then the people who have a larger way to go, maybe they'll start losing. You know, like, so maybe you'll pearl, like, 20% of the mingling crowd and 5% of the obese crowd. And, I mean, still, you're saving 15% of people.
No, and I get that. It's just, I find it weird when anything is grouped up like that, just in a sense of equality.
Okay.
And
but you know what?
I already agree with that. But then I also feel that there's a realm of this that's going to turn into a race thing. And I feel how this can explode.
Race says it.
Like, I just
a racial thing?
Yeah.
How?
Just because statistically speaking,
uh-huh.
some races are genetically opposed to being thinner than others.
Right, or fatter.
Or fatter than
others.
Because,
I mean, let's, like, statistically, this isn't a racial statement, but it is. Black people and Mexicans. I'm not talking, like, Latin Americans. Mexicans, in specific, have a higher rate of obesity than any
on average,
yeah.
Someone from Asia is going to be thinner than anybody else.
Right.
Minus sumo wrestlers.
Yeah, I mean, I see where you're coming
from. You know, like,
there's going to be that one guy that pulls the race card.
And I'm just saying that it just comes, as I was reading this article, they were selling it as a fitness, great, this is going to be the best thing, and my head just went crazy with, this is going to turn awful, this is forcing opinions on people, this is not the way to do it.
But it's an opt-in program. You don't have to do it.
And that's the one aspect of it that I liked.
Right.
I then just found it kind of an odd thing where I feel like if I knew, like, you just know that person's getting 20%. That person's getting 30. You know, like, it's just, right. that makes a weird environment.
Right.
I mean, it's like, I'm in shoe selling. I've already talked about this. It's a weird environment because everybody knows that I make more money than them.
Right.
Because I sell more than them.
Right.
And so some people treat me different than other people. The top five of us that are the top five sellers, we all interact with each other, have a blast because all of us are around the same. Everybody below us doesn't talk to us. And I try and be nice to them. I talk to them, whatnot.
Right.
They treat me like crap. Whatever.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Huh. But I
that's
just...
Like, it's almost like the real world. You know, you have the like top, let's just say 5%, five people, sellers, you know? Like, they interact with one another, and they perceive that the lower percent treats them like shit, and the top percent perceives that you guys, since you make more money, obviously look down on them, too, and yeah. creates this, like, infighting, when, in all honesty, if both people came with, like, an open mind and put money to the side, you'd probably be cool.
All of them are nice, and I talk to them. I try and talk to them. There's a lot of ways that you can kind of, like, make things more difficult for other people in my job.
Right.
Like, leaving things out, hiding things, and doing stuff. It tends to be the people that make less money are the ones that leave behind what we call, like, sticks, which is basically just, like, the boxes of shoes in places that they're not supposed to be. And it's just kind of a, I don't know if they do it because they know that
you need it.
We need it, or, you know, they know who's closing, and usually the closers are the people that make more money.
Huh.
So we then have to clean it up later on.
Right.
And so it's
weird, yeah.
I'm not for doing, I don't think that they should post. They post on our walls how much everybody made that last quarter.
Isn't there something illegal about that?
It's to show sales. The way that they show it is, like, in sales and commission rates and stuff like that.
So Tyler made X amount of sales.
Yeah. So you can do the math and figure it out.
Okay.
So that's how they do it. And anything to disturb a peace in a work environment, I find to be uncomfortable.
Right. Because, I mean, in this kind of sales especially, like, there are varying levels. You have car salesman, then you have, I don't know, like luxury something. You know, car salesman, high pressure. Luxury, whatever. Low pressure because it's, you know, lower volume, higher price. And so, unfortunately, you're probably on the more towards the car salesman just because it's high volume sales. And so, they're probably trying to create that antagonistic environment where you guys want to do some infighting, it creates competition, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
Sell more shoes, everyone makes money. So.
And that's fine. I just see where this Whole Foods fitness thing could blow out of control.
In my mind, it would be almost better if they incorporate it with other aspects too. Like Sean's mom, you know, is going on this trip, but she's a top level in the area. Like, she does all the, like, marketing, all the blah, blah, blah for the regional Whole Foods. But I mean, your Checker isn't going to get that program. But if they gave, like, the Checkers maybe a gym membership for free, you know, like, or something.
Or if that was kind of the thing where it's like, if you didn't make it, like, if they put everybody, if you signed up and you found out that you only got 25%, you could opt to either get 25% and stay at 25%, or it was like 20 and they give you a gym membership.
Right.
Okay, now we're talking.
Right. Right.
So,
or at least a discount or gym membership or something.
Like, that kind of thing, that would make more sense, per se.
Right. Like,
but then there's also people that just don't care and don't want to get in shape. And I still think that it could blow up and be awful. I just have a hard time when companies try and force things down.
Yeah, and to me, it's one of those things where they're trying to get their company healthier by giving. I mean, like, yeah. In all honesty, it's actually a really good way for them to sell products because everything's overpriced there.
Yeah.
So they're still probably making 10-15% on every sale that their employees buy. Because, I mean, everything's marked up there ridiculously.
Well, I also see
that's me talking out of my ass. So, I mean, it could be actually really fairly priced.
It seems overpriced. To me, that when I go grocery shopping, I like to spend as little as possible.
Right.
But the one aspect of it that I was also thinking that was interesting is that a line in this article was talking about how, you know, the healthier person is, the more they don't have to, you know, call out sick and all this stuff.
Right.
Makes sense. I then was thinking the concepts of people that were overweight and trying to get this discount are now working out. I could see them doing it the wrong way, thus getting hurt.
Right. Creating more injury.
Having more injury or working out so much that they get sick because their immune system gets lowered, you know,
right,
they're
so much. Still not doing it right.
They're not eating well enough and stuff like that. I just see this snowballing into really bad ways.
Right.
If done wrong.
If that happens and then they see the error of their ways, they could roll out with a really cool program where they have, you know, regional trainers who go around to every Whole Foods, spend a week there, work with every single employee, make sure they have their workout, their diet plan, all that, and then they move on. You know,
but
it's
then
like,
they'd have to do that math of, is it cheaper to have a trainer that does it for everybody or to give so many people 30% off?
Right.
And that's a weird math equation that I don't know and I don't have the time to figure out.
Yeah, no, I
but
agree.
That it was one of those articles I was reading. I was just like, huh, that's an interesting topic in the realm of fitness and how I think fitness and health is a personal choice. And
absolutely.
I don't like it so much when it is forced on people.
I still don't think it's a forced thing.
But was that it's borderline forced, I feel, in the sense that there's a corporate incentive that makes it unequal playing ground, I feel.
Well,
for
okay.
some people, I mean, if everybody gets hired at Whole Foods, if anybody can get hired at Whole Foods, and then all of a sudden they now have this program that's like, well, this person has no chance in getting that 30%. We all know that person has no chance. This person, by all means, has a whole
chance
for that.
Yeah, already, that's right.
So the people that already work there, it's like, well, I didn't know going into this that this was how,
but
you know, like that's
that,
kind of a weird
concept. Here's the deal. I'm not changing your agreement. You agreed when I hired you that you're going to get 20% off, right? And then I was like, you know, I decided I'm not going to change your original agreement, but I'm going to put an add-on available to anyone who wants it. You don't have to take it. Anyone who wants it. You know, it's like, Tyler, wouldn't you want to increase your commission 5%?
Sure.
If I had an incentive program, you know, whatever the incentive program would be like, you sell, you know, this top seller increases their percentage by 1%, you know, or whatever
it happens
to
be.
So, I mean,
it just rubbed me the wrong way, this whole concept. For some reason, it gives me a weird icky vibe, and it just can't, because it came across like that in the sense of, well, I wouldn't like it if it was based on color. I wouldn't like it so much if it was based on smart.
Those are two different things still.
But I still kind of base it on the same.
Because, like you're saying, health, going back to what you said, health is a choice. It's a personal thing.
And
so,
if
you suck at it, if you dissed your body and you suck at it, then unfortunately you're not going to get into the program as easily. You still have an option to. It's not like you have to go get your skin bleached or you have to, you know, study, go to college for 4 years. You just have to work your ass off and get back to a healthy weight. So, there's still an avenue for everyone to get there.
Yeah, and I get that, and it still rubbed me the wrong way, this whole concept. I don't know why. It just is weird. I just don't like incentive programs that are going to make it extremely more difficult for one person than it is another. That's really what it came down to.
But I mean, that you kind of like any. What's another incentive program that you can think of that isn't going to make it more difficult for someone else?
Well, usually it's like, I mean, at Nordstrom's, their incentive programs are based on, like, if you sell a certain shoe. The more shoes you sell, the more entries you have into a thing.
Well, what if, I mean, what if I, you know, What if they're selling athletic shoes and I know nothing about athletic shoes? I'm at a disadvantage. So now I have to go spend all my extra time just in the same way that a fat person
but
has to spend their extra time.
About athletic shoes and changing your body
but
are
still,
completely different things.
Absolutely, but there's still a correlation.
I get there's a correlation, but there's a finer tune
it's
into the
work.
Change.
Yeah.
And so that's where I have this problem.
So, I mean, where's the line, though? Like, where does it go from acceptable incentive to
but
unacceptable?
Also, A, how much you sell isn't personal.
It absolutely is personal.
How
some,
much
some
you
people,
sell on
some people,
shoes?
Some people are not as good at selling, so they have to change their whole personality,
well, then that
which arguably is a more difficult thing than changing your health.
But, see, the thing is that with selling, like, any item, if it was just in the, like, you have 100 shoes, the most that you sell of that one shoe, you know, shoe 5, you get put into a thing. I would just bring that shoe out every single time and try and sell it for someone.
Right.
You've now...
But what
you know,
about this? Okay, say, you know, you... There's having a sale on Nikes.
Okay.
Or whatever. Whatever the shoe is. Let's say the Nike Free. You happen to have a bunch of training clients who happen to need new shoes. You bring in an artificial pool of people and sell to them. You know, it's like, there's still ways you can cheat, and it's going to be easier.
That,
it's going to be a lot easier for certain people.
But see, you're adding an aspect of, like, cheating involved in this.
Well, I mean, isn't being naturally thin almost a cheating? Like,
and that's where I think that that's wrong, and I think that the extreme of it on the other sense of being over fat and having to change so much is not...
But then, I mean, then the shoe incentive has to go out the window, too.
What do you mean the shoe incentive?
The one we were just talking, this whole, the
yeah,
Nike shoe
how can
one.
That,
how?
Because I'm just saying, if you just pick off of the people that come in the store, and, I mean, it's literally one of those, you find out, like, everybody that gets there that day finds out that the incentive of the day is to sell the Nike Free, and nobody communicates to any other person. So, it's purely based on the people that walk in that day.
Okay. But
that's
setting up a perfect storm, you know?
But I'm just saying, the perfect storm... It is you're changing people's health,
right?
That's okay. Let's just do this.
But
everybody walks in day one that works with me, and they go, "Okay, we're all going to do these tests." You get more, and you have no pre-knowledge of it or anything like that. And this person automatically is going to get a better thing than you because you have no plan on it. It has no actual based on a skill.
Right.
I mean, as a salesperson, you should have a skill to be able to sell.
Agreed.
Thus, the shoe example of if you can't sell well, then you weren't doing your job.
Well, listen, I mean,
get out of here.
The person who
a
can't lose
fat
isn't doing their job because they're not living their life right. Not to me. To everyone. They're slowly killing themselves.
And they can be perfectly happy with that.
Yeah. When
That's
they push
fine.
Up daisies 40 years too early.
By all means, go for it. I want to die at 75. I don't want to be 80 and
really?
Whatever.
I'm going to be like 90 and have a cane.
I don't
want to
be
100.
Screw people that.
With
I want to
oh,
be
man.
75, still productive, and I want to get hit by a car. Call it a day. I don't want to be old.
Yeah. Okay, but getting back to this. I agree. There's a better way they could do it. Percentage loss, percent, you know, health risks, all that. Lowering those, better way to do it. Or the way we did it, we had this Virgin Health Miles. At Spectrum, Virgin the company.
But I was like, huh? I went sex.
Right.
I was
no,
like,
no.
Way confused.
I know you were. And you got points according to how many miles you got. So working out with a trainer got you miles. Every time you checked in the gym got you miles. Your pedometer, however far you walked that day, got you miles. And with the miles, you actually lowered your insurance. And, you know, you got your tests and everything. And still,
that
it was based
sense.
On the tests. So, I mean... I agree, yes, there's a better way to do it, but I think that this, I mean, at least they're trying, and at least, like, hey, they're caring about their employees, so.
And I like that. It's just, there's, A, I have a hard time because I don't agree with the method of it, and then two, I find it in a, it's kind of, we'll use one of my favorite sayings, it's like communism. On paper, makes complete sense.
Right.
In practice, I have that this is going to blow up.
Right. But
and
you know
just
what?
Be awful.
I think, I don't know, I think this has potential to be all right. Because, I mean, you're getting people healthier. You know, and whatever. Like, So some people are going to benefit. I mean, it's like being born into a rich house versus being born into a poor house. You have advantages, disadvantages, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, you roll with the punches that you're given, and some people whine about it, and some people don't.
Touche.
Great. I think that will do it for today.
I'm tired.
Me too. I'm about to keel over. I'm so tired.
Gonna go to bed.
Yeah. I'm a sleepy boy. So, next week, we'll try and put something together for you, but no promises, because we're gonna be gone for a week.
But we got this week still.
Yeah, this week we're with you. So, we're gonna be killing it and hitting it hard. So, if you have any questions, email us, podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. Whoa. podcast@truefitnessacademy.com, and email us for comments, questions, how you feel about this whole situation, and if you're lucky, we'll put you on the air.
Spectacular.
Great. Tyler, take us out.
Summer ale.
Summer ale. All right. Well, we will speak with you soon. Have a great day. Bye. I'm a man with his pick of girls. I'm a nice one, I'm greased in his pillow. No.